Hi, this is Will, and you're listening to Scattered Bits. Is Fast Times at Ridgemont High, starring Sean Penn, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Judge Reinhold, Phoebe Cates, and Ray Walston. This movie came out in 1982 and was written by Cameron Crowe, but not directed by him. It was directed by Amy Heckerling, and Cameron Crowe did a really fantastic job writing this movie. He's written and directed other films. He's wrote and directed Jerry Maguire and Almost Famous, two movies I really like. I really like Almost Famous, though. I think it's very good. I've seen it 5-6 times. What really gets this movie going is the chemistry among the actors. They're all very good, and they're very good with each other. My two favorite performances in this movie are Sean Penn's and Ray Walston's. Now, Ray Walston kind of plays a stereotypical hard-nosed teacher, thinking everyone's on drugs, but the chemistry between him and Sean Penn is very good, and particularly at the very end of the movie with the two of them, I think Ray Walston's character really takes a turn for the better towards the end, but I really like the chemistry between Sean Penn and Ray Walston. This movie is not a movie that you're going to want to show the young kids. It deals with a lot of adult situations. It deals with abortion, and it doesn't deal with it in a comical sense. It deals with it seriously. You know, so, you know, yeah, this is a comedy, but at the same time, it deals with some mature issues in a non-comedic way. This really makes it stand out among teen comedies. Now, there's a lot of nudity, there's drug use, so use your own precautions in letting the kids watch it. But it's very good. And Sean Penn, this is the first thing I ever saw him in. His performance is fantastic. Makes me wonder why he hasn't done more comedy. The things I see him in now, is always kind of always serious and everything. Even though my favorite performance by him is in Milk. I can't recommend Milk highly enough. He became Harvey Milk. It's just all mannerisms and everything. There's a documentary that I can't remember the name of right now about Harvey Milk. If you watch that and then watch the movie Milk, that'd be a good double feature because you can see Sean Penn changing into Harvey Milk. Fantastic movie. But that's not what you're listening to today. You're listening to Fast Times at Ridgemont High. The soundtrack in this movie is fantastic, especially Somebody's Baby by Jackson Browne, Love Rules by Don Henley, Goodbye Goodbye by Oingo Boingo, and Sleeping Angel by Stevie Nicks, all fantastic. I don't know, Jimmy Buffett, it's really a different sounding Jimmy Buffett song. I just can't recommend the soundtrack highly enough. I give it a spin a few times a year, and I've got all the songs I've mentioned on my iPod. It's fantastic. Some trivia about the movie. Some critics, specifically Jeffrey Lyons, when this movie came out, referred to it as softcore porn. There is nudity in this movie, but it's not to titillate. It's just part of teenagers' lives and what they're doing. So, yeah, there you go. You know, use your own precautions on that, but yeah, I don't see it in that way. Apparently, the role of Mr. Hand was first offered to Fred Gwynne, who played Herman Munster, but he turned it down because of the sexual content in the film. The movie was filmed at Van Nuys High School. Stacy works at a place called Perry's Pizza, and that's a character played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, who actually worked at Perry's Pizza for a month after she got the role of Stacy Hamilton, just to kind of get into the role. One rumor I've heard, but I don't know if it's true, David Lynch apparently was offered the directing job for this movie, but turned it down because it wasn't his thing. I don't know, that would seem like a really odd fit, unless there's a, you know, I guess, log lady in line or something, I don't know. But it just sounds like an odd rumor, and I don't quite buy it. again, Sean Penn's fantastic in this movie. And there are three Oscar winners in this movie, and I'm not going to give you the answer. If you want to make a guess and send me an email, I'll let you know if you're right. But there are three Oscar winners in this movie, and they didn't win Oscars for this movie, but they went on to win Oscars, and I'm not going to tell you what category. So you can guess. Well, I'll give you a hint. It's acting. But beyond that, you're on your own, and if you want to send me an email and guess, I will definitely email you back and let you know if you're right or wrong. So that's it. I recommend this movie a lot for adults, and I think it would be a good double feature with Clueless. Maybe show Clueless first with the younger teenagers in the room, and then watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High after they go to bed. They were both directed by Amy Heckerling, and Clueless usually isn't my type of thing, but I like it a lot. Haven't seen it in probably 10 years or so, but I saw it in the theaters and then saw it on DVD and such later, and like it a lot. So that's it. Take care of yourselves. And if you have any suggestions for college back-to-school movies, feel free to shoot me an email. The email is scatteredb@gmail.com, and I'm on Facebook now. And also, you can leave reviews on iTunes. And I'm not going to ask you for a positive review. Just leave what you think is fair. So take care of yourselves. Have a good end of summer or back to school. Bye-bye.